You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio now, along with Marianne Gardner, the executive assistant to the provost here at Murray State University. She's going to tell us everything we need to know about graduation. Marianne, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you for having me.
You have been a part of organizing graduation for how many years now? I'm asking you this because you said you didn't know exactly.
24 years.
24 years. So how many folks are going to get a degree from Murray State this Saturday?
We have over 1,250 names in our program book. We should probably have around 900 that will walk across the stage.
Oh, my goodness. Who all will be on that stage?
The deans, the collegiate deans, the residential college heads, vice presidents, board of regents members that are in attendance that day. Let's see, the president, the provost. Then we have the United Campus Ministries person, Ryan Boatwright. He will deliver the invocation.
So the actual deal, when camera lights action, is when? When does it actually start?
9:59.
And when do people start coming?
They will arrive as early as 8 o'clock. We don't open the doors until 8:15 to 8:30, depending on the weather and if there are a lot of people lined up outside. But they will arrive at 8 o'clock. Just they want that front row seat, that good seat.
That's pretty amazing. We want to ask you more about what is the process of keeping all of these people like straight and keeping everything going, and that's the behind the scenes work. The special speaker this graduation is Mitch McConnell, and he's attracted some attention, and we have an interview next that will speak to that.
Well, the university invited Senator McConnell and specifically President Dunn going back really a couple of years ago. This was discussed, and formally he was invited maybe approaching 1 year ago. It's been several months now. He will be receiving an honorary doctorate from Murray State University. This is not an event that occurs very often. I think we've issued about 50 honorary doctorates in our history, and he was asked, and he's a guest of the university, to receive an honorary doctorate.
Because he is the Senate Minority Leader, arguably one of the most powerful Republicans in Washington, D.C., there comes with it some added security risk here at the university. Could you explain what it's like for the university to deal with having a high-profile politician speak here?
Sure. Anytime you have a high-profile speaker on campus, especially a governmental leader, and you're going to have heightened security from the standpoint of Capitol Police involved and FBI involved and doing a number of things to make sure that the safety and security of our students and faculty and staff and our guests are maintained at the level they should be. So it's a big deal, and in this day and age, unfortunately, many precautions have to be taken, especially with recent events that have occurred in this country and around the world. These precautions are required.
If you were talking to somebody coming, how should they prepare?
There will be cursory bag checks. It's not going to be overly burdensome, but there will be cursory bag checks and checking for things, noisemakers and things that will detract and distract from this wonderful ceremony that we do each year. And this is a ceremony for our graduates and their families and our faculty and staff, and decorum needs to be maintained in that regard. So there will be a number of things checked, and we have an open commencement. Many commencements now, you have tickets, and you can only have so many tickets, and that's not the case at this university and hasn't been ever. There will be about 9,000-plus people entering the CFSB Center on Saturday, so it's a big deal. And so there will be a lot of people working very hard Saturday morning to maintain the security and safety of, again, of our students and faculty and staff and the guests that we have coming to Murray State University.
And it's a matter of perspective for people who have never been to a commencement. Some people will use air horns whenever their name is, you know, a family member's name is called. Whenever they go across the stage, they'll shout, they'll hoot and they'll holler. But I think you're referencing decorum, too, because of having Senator McConnell there and the possibility of any negative comments or maybe trying to interrupt the senator while he speaks because there's been a petition circulated online. They're basically urging you and university officials to cancel the appearance of Senator McConnell. If you'd like to explain a bit more about the what you've been receiving and what you know.
Well, there is a petition, and it's has 700 or 800 signatures in regard to it. Some from Kentucky, some from students, many from outside of Kentucky, and many from outside this region. I understand that. I mean, this is a university, and we encourage thought and debate in regard to that. However, Senator McConnell was invited by President Dunn. He is a guest of the university. He is speaking as a guest of the university, and he'll be receiving an honorary doctorate from this wonderful university. Any high-profile elected official in this country, many are speaking at commencement addresses. This is not uncommon. It's what universities do. And, these are not political things. This is our United States senator who's been duly elected by Kentuckians. And that's how we should view this. Again, whether one agrees or disagrees with all the views on either side, being respectful to our elected leaders. And as one who has who's been in that world, I do understand that, and I respect that. And I hope everyone here will maintain the decorum on graduation day, because this is the students' day, especially those graduating and their families. And I look forward to Saturday.
And for a senior politician in Washington, protesting is nothing new.
I suspect he will not be that surprised if we have any protesters or supporters. And I want to stress if. I don't know if any will show up, and if they do outside the CFSB Center. Again, the university fully understands that, and there will be a special speech zone that will be set up where both supporters and protesters can go and make their thoughts and views well known.
Bob Jackson is the Associate Vice President of Development and Governmental Relations here at Murray State University. Dr. Jackson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And that was our news director, Chad Lampe, speaking with Bob Jackson.
We're here with Mary Ann Gardner, who's executive assistant to the provost of Murray State University and one of the folks who is instrumental to making things run smoothly. Tell us the order of your day Saturday.
It starts early, very early. I just have a checklist for my Saturday morning. I make sure that the workers are there. We have people handing out name cards. We have ushers handing out programs. I check on all of that, make sure the stage is ready, tweaking, the flowers, the chairs. Just making sure that everybody's where they're supposed to be. And if anybody needs anything, we have walkie-talkies, and we're talking to each other all over the building and making sure that everything is running smoothly and trying to meet everyone's needs.
How many people in your team?
Oh, let's see. I'd say eight.
Eight. That's a small number for that many people coming through. So the students who are actually graduating will come to a table and pick up a card, and then what happens?
Yes. In the spring ceremony, we line up on the circle driveway outside of the CFSB Center. It makes it really nice. It's good for picture taking and, just mingling. And so we have card tables, like we'll have eight card tables with, alphabetical, and they just get their name card. We have a free seating arrangement, so we just need all of the bachelors together, masters together, specialists. And they get their name card, fill it out. It's for the photographer, and it also has their name on it, so they just hand it to our name callers as they go across the stage. They fill out their name card and get into the proper designation of the master's or bachelor's, and then we have some people out there. I have some faculty marshals that help me, and they get them all lined up and roll them in.
So do you have special folks paying attention to those with special needs for the day?
Yes. We have something on our website. We have a senior meeting on the Wednesday before graduation, every Wednesday before graduation, and at that time we have representatives from the Office of Equal Opportunity that are there to assist in special accommodations. And then we encourage people to call in, you know, if they need special parking or if they have a handicapped individual, then we try to assist them with that. And the CFSB folks are real good to help us with that, too.
What website should our listeners go to for more information?
It's on the Murray State website. It's there's a link on the cover page right now for the commencement. It's just Murray State MSU commencement.
Now let's wind this up by thinking about parking and traffic. Will there be shuttles running?
Yes, we have 4 shuttles running. The Murray Transit Authority helps us out with that. We encourage people to park in the Stewart Stadium parking lot. I know that one fills up, but they can catch the shuttle buses and ride up just like they do for the ball games. And we drop off at entrances A and B. And then the shuttles are available after the ceremony is over also. Now, if you park over, like, across the road, off across 121 in the Brandon parking lot, there's really not a shuttle over there. You know, they can walk across. And we have the Murray City Police and the Murray State Racer Patrol are really, you know, they're there directing traffic and getting people safely to the arena.
For members of the community who are not going to graduation, I bet you could forecast almost to the minute the peak times of traffic and when to avoid that particular area.
Yes. Really between 8 and 10 or 10:15, 641, 121, it's just backed up bumper to bumper. You know, I've been told that it's been out past Martha's Restaurant at times, just all the way out to Tom's Grill, backed up all that far. And then on 121, you know, of course, it being a 2-lane, it really gets congested. Mm. And then afterwards, the ceremony usually lasts 2 to 2.5 hours. And so I would say from noon until 1:30 or 2 o'clock, it's still very congested.
Now, for 2 graduates, it's a very special day, and those are the outstanding seniors. Who are those folks?
Kristen Tinch and Thomas Werfel.
And will both of them give a short address?
Yes, they will also be giving an address in addition to Senator McConnell.
Now, the other question of the day is, Lord, how long?
It'll be a little bit longer ceremony. We do have... we're on board to award 3 posthumous degrees to the 3 of our students that have passed away during the course of this academic year. And so that takes a little bit of extra time at the beginning of when we start awarding the degrees and the students start filing across the stage. And then, of course, you know, we're having the 2 students speaking plus the time, you know, we will have Senator McConnell. We'll be hooding him, and then he'll give his commencement address. So it's going to be a little bit longer.
Okay, so at the back end, when to avoid the traffic?
Oh, between 12 and 1:30.
Great. Mary Ann, thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Mary Ann Gardner is Executive Assistant to the Provost at Murray State University and the woman who keeps graduation straight.
Indeed.